Muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. It's my honor to be able to open this first general session of this International Congress Beyond Extra Virgin Oil in Cordoba. I'd like you for coming, especially those coming from out of our country. I'd like also to welcome the members of the 3E Milan Association, the members from the Institute of Santa Elena, and the Culinary Institute of America, and all the speakers and those who've come to work and reflect on olive oil, extra virgin. I'll try to give you an overview, a Spanish vision about the olive oil, starting with the basis and the orientation that the Spanish sector has taken during the past years, and how we do understand the future of a product that, which is for us and for our country and for our region in particular and others also, it's a basic reference as regards its economy, its culture, and its personality. Excellence, which is reference of this Congress, is a value, a current value in the story of most stringent societies requiring liberty, decision, will, intelligence, intuition, responsibility, and constant development. Excellence needs communication. Make the most of opportunities to turn difficulties into positive actions, guiding, protecting, and motivating. But besides all this, excellence is synonymous of leadership, of continuous progress, using good practice, is just do things properly. Excellence can be applied to personal or entrepreneurial or quality or professional or clinical or research or academic international fields. And all of us here, we need and we're obliged to apply this excellence to olive oil. The entrepreneurial excellence is a set of outstanding practice as regards management of the organization and achievement of results based upon fundamental concepts, including processes and facts, involvement of people, social accountability, continuous improvement and innovation, and client orientation, results, performance orientations, leadership, perseverance, and beneficial alliances. Economy in our modern society, all the systems to ensure quality started at the mid-century, last century, to try to overcome control as the only mechanisms for detecting defects, showing statistically that controlling process is much more efficient than controlling product at the end of its production. Excellence, which had its first big impulse with the development of the Japanese industry, has also had as a fundamental basis and has been successful thanks to its cultural identity and the participation of those who are able to associate human quality to the quality of the product. Contemporaneous history of the olive oil, Spanish olive oil, for those past 50 to 60 years accounts for two chapters different over time, but involves also the objectives, the needs, and all the reasons that the sector had to apply in order to develop. The absence of Spain during the signature of the Treaty of Rome in 1956, which is, has been defining a period of 30 years, and in the meantime, the associated Europe had a modern agricultural economy, developing its food industry, investing in creation, in brands, and so, and while Spain had to handle a self-sufficient economy with production and consumption, internal consumption criteria, and with very low profile of development. So the steps which have led to the signature of the entry of Spain and the EU with the signature in the 1986, will allow our economy to go out and to compete with quite stringent rules. And but our European colleagues were very used to it for 30 years. Today, our food and agricultural sector is our first industrial sector. It's one of the real pillars of the Spanish economy. And the current moments, which are quite difficult, are part of this sustainable economy, which will help to overcome the crisis. And just now, to deal directly with the sector of Spanish olive oil, I'd like to say that this sector has carried out a very large restructuring of its production capacity, developing and modernizing its entrepreneurial fabric and gaining dimension and competitivity. It has all carried out restructuring of the cooperative model and has turned into a real exporting sector. And, of course, there is still a lot to do. It's not an end per se, but these are the necessary means towards excellence. Spain today, and I repeat what I've said before, when describing all requirements and steps towards excellence, has carried out in terms of sectorial terms and in collective terms extraordinary steps in order to recover lost time. And in the whole generation, Spain has steadily progressed, intuitively progressed for a whole step. But during those past years, Spain has organized itself much better with more resources and with a true strategy now, a strategy towards quality, strategy towards excellence. And during this path towards excellence started with a true revolution in processes and facts. The Spanish olive sector has completely transformed during the last generation. In the year 1986, the overall surface area was 1,900,000 hectares, and today it's 2,500,000 hectares. So according to statistics, we can see that unirrigated surface area have grown by 100,000 hectares, whilst the irrigated surface area has gone up from 1950,000 in the year 1986 up to 657,000 in the year 2010. So better culture, new plantations, increased harvest capacity, the yields of the Spanish unirrigated land has increased from 1,162 kilos to 2,530 kilos per hectare. The same for irrigated land, from 2,136 to up to 4,364 kilos per hectare. So we have learned now, we know how to deal with our oil. During the last campaign in 1986 was 493,000 tons, and last campaign 1,400,000 tons. You can see a big difference. Not a long time ago, Spain could produce picual. This is a classical or valuable conicabra variety in Toledo. And producers were waiting patiently for the Italian buyers, just like Mr. Marshall in the film by Berlanga. And Mr. Marshall never came. And of course, in the same in Catalonia with a very little production of Arbequino. And so right now, great, huge efforts have been made, and the Spanish olive sector has enriched itself as regards varieties, better qualities as regards Picual, Cornicabra, and Aubergine varieties, and they have expanded. And now we've got the so-called Ojiblanca olive. So these are four major products of the olive sector. Other specificities or specific varieties like Impelta, Vergiar, Royor, Frantoio also who have had yield later crops, but excellent oils have been produced. We also started to learn coupage and developing the guarantee of origin as a formula of quality, knowing that the quality is the only possible path in the long term. The olive mills have been also the second step towards excellence with the restructuring, and according to what I know, there has been these olive mills have been reduced by half since the year 1976. In that time, 30% had a traditional grinding model. Today, they work in two phases. And now this has been a huge effort as regards investments and modern installations and a lot of training in research and improvement of processes. So the Spanish sector has done his own work and is learning to protect olive and until the milling and to process it immediately and classifying in batches. We can see that private sector of millers and the cooperative model has been quite used to strengthen the Spanish production. The coexistence of both models is essential for our interests because these are different contributions. I would like also to mention here the group of families and have help the production and improving the olive mills and create an excellent group of oils and brands and industry, all the packagers and exporters. We did really understand what they had to do, and they have been able to adapt their structures to the times. The Spanish industry has been able to grow according to the commodity market and has made this turn this market into an exporting market, and also through commercial investments and entrepreneurial investments to enlarge and gain markets. And the results have improved a lot. We can see 300,000 tons in 1996 compared to 539,000 tons in the year 2010. Exports in the year 1986, 157,000 tons. In the year 2010, up to 109,000 tons to over 100 countries. Excellence requires the involvement of all the people with work, team, and with effort. Without training, training has been really the key, and work in universities and with research centers and all the producing regions. Also, the efforts by the agricultural unions, cooperatives, regional and national administration, that of entrepreneurial associations, also thanks to the olive communal heritage, and thanks to the help of the Agency for Olive Oils, that of the research centers, of consumers, organizations, and also helps by the interprofessional body of the olive oil. All this effort has been quite useful to create a basis for knowledge. in Spain, a new generation is born in all the steps of the value chain with commitment, talent and capacity to participate towards this path of excellence. The olive oil, Spanish olive oil sector is quite aware of the social responsibility and dealing with economic responsibility, which is to generate richness in the environment, employment, and fixing the population in the rural area and involving themselves as regards globalization through the generations of business opportunities. And companies also should carrying the environment in order to carry out sustainable development and the social responsibility, which should also meet values and the behavior patterns of the society. We are speaking of seriousness, transparency, quality, both in our work and facts. In this global society, this economic context, which is unstoppable, all the consequences of our actions are more important. So the responsibility of all companies and economic sectors are increasing when it comes to take decisions which may affect the different groups of interest, be them workers, clients, providers, or society at large. So the ethical leadership of the sectors is essential so that the society can develop properly as regards the economic and entrepreneurial aspects, so that all the sectors can grow and maintain their competitivity. If excellence is the path, and it's not an end per se, the continuous improvement and innovation are the true arguments. During the past decade, the Spanish olive sector has generated institutions and platforms, mobilized resources to activate an ambitious operation of research, development, and even in innovation. The interprofessional body of Spanish olive oil is financing currently research projects directly related to the culture of olive and also studies designed to boost the uses of olive oil in cooking and also highlighting nutritional and beneficial aspects of olive oil for health. So we are quite confident in this sense in order to for the olive oil to reduce breast cancer. For instance, specific platforms of research and development like Alenta, Citoliva in Andalusia, or thanks to the entrepreneurial help or impulse facilitated by EIB and Food for Life in Spain, are laying the basis for good work in the long term. So health and improvement of agricultural and industrial processes, ecological and environmental issues are all issues which are going to contribute to excellence, but the client orientation is a must. Olive oil is a product full of arguments in order to conquer the consumer, since it gathers quite unbalancing values compared to the rest of oils and greases. It's been proven scientifically like olive oils can prevent a series of health problems. Let's speak of cholesterol or ischemic cardiopathies. A new generation of researchers are at work. There is still a lot to do. The gastronomy of excellence, thanks to olive virgin oil, is a basic pillar. Spain hasn't been able to set up a commercial network which could be leader for the selling our olive oils, but we are a group of famous cooks which are very known worldwide and which are going to help with the virgin extra is a product which is full of attributes, and that's why it is necessary over time to make a change and try to make all these value understand by the consumers. The olive tree is a unique tree. This is part of our history of the Mediterranean culture. Is a symbol of our people. It is the image of our family. It's a really heritage value. We should be able to make all this known to our clients. And the world market for olive oils should allow for an important growth as regards this sector to enlarge our client basis. This percentage of world share we would like to get in order to enlarge our production and our work bases. An abundant world production should allow us to tackle new markets and new consumers and to strengthen old markets in order to develop all these and make the most, at least, this phase of low prices in order to gain consumers. Our client orientation should be based on information and education of the consumer and to search of niches and defending our brand and also bet in order to orientate the consumer towards products with a high added value. The key element of excellence is result orientation, and nothing would make sense if those results are not positive. The Spanish market for olive oil is, as regards profitability, is not as is best. And there is a paradox here. No segment of the value chain is getting sufficient results today in order to ensure in the long-term excellence. So this data, which has been proven through a magnificent study realized by the Spanish Agency of the Olive Oil, are our main concern. There is a big debate around this, but we could identify some possible relevant causes, which could be the historical series of production, which has been quite stable thanks to a good climate cycle, where Spain could get three crops over 1,400,000 tons. Secondly, the brand, this one which has overcome 50% in different categories, and also there are also massive use and publicity which are made on olive oil, and virgin extra oil sales also have been boosted in as regards quantity. We can see that the price difference have been quite high, and consumers have gone to buy cheaper. Excellence needs leadership and perseverance. Its production has turned Spain into a pantry and a world regulator of the markets, determining the price fixing, determining the construction of the offer, and defining also availabilities. The Spanish sector has reduced the volatility of the crops, reducing the dependency of the climate conditions and all that issues. And Spanish industry also has assumed its responsibility by investing to have a larger and a stronger sector playing its role in the international context. Excellence requires leadership, at least with the market rules, Spaniards and production. We bet on this leadership, and to achieve this issue on which I would like to speak of beneficial alliances. In the first place,
First of all, the Interprofesional of Spanish olive oil is a successful operation which will be studied in the future in business schools. The Interprofesional is an agreement between producers, agricultural organizations, and private companies to create a large-scale commercial strategy for olive oil on a world level, which has brought in public organizations in the production regions, including the ISEX Extenda and the IPEX in Spain. Secondly, the function of the COI, the International Oil Council, the IOC, was really the first collective experience in the, on the world level to develop the olive oil markets towards excellence. The IOC could be and could represent this necessary arbitration role. And to do this, we need common rules of play. We need a tool for all of us in order to organize the markets and facilitate the exchange of information. And in this way, to achieve this, we must hope that important olive oil companies such as the United States, Australia, and Chile follow the road followed by Argentina and all of those who believe in this institution. And thirdly, and our most beloved enemy and ally, Italy. The value of Italy over the last 60 years is unquestionable. The weight that it achieved for olive oil in the Treaty of Rome, the opening of the first international markets, such as the United States, and the merit that it had in the creation of value, of brands, and the image of extra virgin, even the work of promoting the work of the International Oil Council in its first stage. Italy has been and is a reference point for the development of Spanish olive oil. But I am not going to deny the value of the new emerging countries, Americans and Australians, with whom we will share experience here in Spain, and all of those who, accepting the common rules of play, are backing the quality and the excellence option. And I shall finish by saying that we in Spain want to take on our responsibilities and our role as leaders in the world of extra virgin, from production to marketing. That's the profitable and sustainable marketing of our oil. We are offering the means and the resources to do this. We are doing it in an orderly manner with a strategy that the Interprofesional of Spanish olive oil has made possible. We have a lot of talent. We have people and institutions, and we believe that this is the best road forward in order to bring prestige to what we do. I should like to congratulate the winners of the Best Oils in Spain for 2010, who will receive their prizes from the minister this afternoon. I should like to encourage all of the participants in the conference to give the best of themselves together to find the path forward that will bring value to our work, to defend our brands, our companies, and our institutions and our activity. We hope that these days will also be a work of excellence. Thank you very much for your attention.